There's been a 30 to 40% reduction in violence in the way that we measure it. That's pretty encouraging.
General Richard Myers, a retired former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is cautious about drawing any conclusions, but he says preliminary figures suggest the U.S. troop surge is already achieving the desired effect.
And for the first time, as I understand it, Iraqis are now paying for more of their armed forces training and equipping than the U.S. is for the first time this year. So there's lots of good, there's signs here that things are on the right track.
With about half of the additional troops requested by President Bush now in place, reports show sectarian killings are down, but suicide bombings are up. Jason Campbell is a military analyst at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
Initially, what we saw in the first 3 weeks of the surge was a sharp decrease in the amount of unidentified bodies found in Baghdad that showed signs of being either tortured and or executed. That number went to about 125 total in the first 3 weeks. However, in the second 3 weeks of the surge, ending at the end of March, we saw that number almost double to about 230.
Campbell says although the increased security has had a positive effect in parts of Baghdad, the larger military presence appears to have pushed the violence into other areas such as Baquba, where attacks have risen as much as 30%.
Well, what we're seeing now is that the violent attacks are spreading beyond Baghdad into areas that up until the last few months were not necessarily known for being areas of violence.
General Myers says the plan needs more time. He adds that the $120 billion supplemental funding bill approved by Congress, which sets a timetable for a U.S. pullout, would have dire consequences for Iraq's fledgling government.
It's not easy. I mean, this is a government that's now about a year old, and a parliament that has acted, in the end, in the best interest of the country every time it's come to a point where it had to make a decision. And it's not been a pretty sight, but they're making progress in their governmental system, and you'd hate to see that end too early. At the same time, I think the president has said it. Patience in this country wears thin.
The full complement of U.S. troops in Iraq will not be fully deployed until early June. President Bush says he will veto any funding bill that sets a timetable for troop withdrawal. Millar Sega, VOA News.